Today, I want to talk about something we'll all eventually face, how to step out of the endless cycle of grieving and begin truly living again. Grief changes us. It carves a space in us. It is a painful part of life, and at the same time, it is an important emotionally healthy process we need to experience, even if during the deepest moments of grieving, it doesn't feel healthy. Grieving doesn't end with a neat bow, like making the final payment on a loan. It's more like a lower back issue. It flares up unexpectedly. Yesterday, for example, a meaningful song popped up on my playlist, and there it was, that soft twitch of grief. Not a breakdown, mind you, just a reminder, like that back twinge that says, "Don't forget to bend your knees." It's part of me now, and I've learned to live with it. It's always there like that. I don't know when it will give me a twitch. They're not predictable, but they're reliable because I know at some point I'll get a twitch. When I get a twitch in my lower back, I can't stop living, so I determine to live with an occasional twitch in my lower back. Once we accept the notion that grieving doesn't heal in the same way the flu heals, we can turn our attention away from our place of hurt, changing our orientation from grieving to healing. We can assist in our healing if we orient ourselves to letting go and choosing to move on. There isn't an in-between. We either let go and move on, or we don't. Letting go and moving on isn't forgetting the person we love. It's an acknowledgement that staying in the space where we can't let go and refuse to move on is not healthy for us. There are several ways we can help ourselves. Did you know that you have within your body hope molecules? That's right, hope molecules. We all have them. Hope molecules, according to research, are chemicals released during pleasurable activities that positively affect the brain and body. These hope molecules, when released, can improve our mental well-being. For example, when we exercise, our muscles secrete chemicals into our bloodstream. One of the chemicals our muscles secrete is called myokines. Myokines are the hope molecules whose functions are to act as antidepressants, improve our mood, increase our ability to learn, and protect our brain from the effects of aging. That's pretty good, right? These hope molecules cross the brain barrier and increase our resilience to stress. When we exercise, our hope molecules are released. Myokines dial up their cousins, the neurotransmitters such as dopamine and serotonin, and get them engaged, also contributing to our well-being. Isn't that amazing? Your own body, wired for hope, for healing. It's always been there. All we have to do is activate it. What can you do now if you want to orient yourself toward healing and away from grieving? Get moving. A therapist told me during a bout with frozen shoulder, "Ray, movement is mobility." So, some of my exercises were painful, but I pushed through the pain and have full use of my shoulder now. Similarly, we push through the discomfort of grieving, stop feeling sorry for ourselves, and get moving. Walk. Join a gym and get involved in group exercises. At my gym, LA Fitness, there are water aerobics, Zumba classes, yoga classes, weights, and aerobic machines. There are many options. Make the gym fit your lifestyle. A benefit to joining the gym is that over time you will meet people. Socialization is a strong indicator of excellent mental health. What's your next step? A short walk? Signing up for that Zumba class you've been curious about, or going on the elliptical machine to save your knees? I know you desire healing. What we experience while grieving is all part of the natural cycles of life. Throughout all of our life, there is always a period of entering a space where we know we have to let go. We can let go and adjust to the future, or we can fight it. If, however, we take the advice of Brazilian author Paulo Coelho, who wrote, "If you're brave enough to say goodbye, life will reward you with a new hello." We will become a new, more evolved, and better version of ourselves if we take Paulo Coelho's advice. We will relate more deeply to J.R.R. Tolkien's words in his poem, Song of Aragon, where he reinforces us not to let go of hope. Here is his poem. All that is gold does not glitter. Not all those who wander are lost. The old that is strong does not wither. Deep roots are not reached by the frost. From the ashes a fire shall be woken. A light from the shadows shall spring. Renewed shall be the blade that was broken, and the crownless again shall be king. You are stronger than you know. Healing isn't passive, it's active. Your hope molecules are ready and waiting for you. So get up, walk, dance, move. Share this episode with someone who needs hope. And remember, healing is your destiny. Never quit. Never give up. Your best days are ahead of you. If you like this podcast, please share it with a friend who walks with us on our grieving journey. Have a great day and stay strong. Never quit.